USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I would say that we continue to have discussions. Again, there's a lot of details other than just the top line number that we're exchanging paper. We continue to make progress on certain issues. On certain issues, we continue to be far apart.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin describing some frustration with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up much-needed stimulus money for out-of-work Americans. A November 27th trial is set in Belgium. A senior sitting Iranian diplomat was arrested as the mastermind behind what would have been one of the largest ever terrorist attacks on European soil. Assadollah Assadi was stationed at the Iranian embassy in Vienna in 2018. The complaint alleges Assadi provided high explosives and a detonator to two Iranian operatives. Their target was a large international gathering of Iranian dissidents near Paris. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Big social media tech companies not only try to suppress information you read, they seem to be trying to buy the election with their employees' money. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the shocking numbers.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. An analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in political action committee or PAC donations. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
What is the maximum you can donate to a presidential candidate? Well, the individual like you or me is $2,800 per election, a candidate committee is $2,000 per election, and a PAC or multi-candidate, $5,000 per election. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A joint European and Japanese spacecraft just used the planet Venus as a space break. This critical maneuver took place Wednesday night and now continues to its final destination, orbiting Mercury within the next 5 years. Jeremy Wilkes on Good Morning Europe maps out its course.
The problem is that you need an awful lot of fuel if you want to go there directly, and they want to have an awful lot of science instruments on board, so they go the most economical route possible. They go 7 billion kilometers. They go around Venus, they go around the Earth, they go six times around Mercury before they can break into position. The reason is that you basically need to slow down, watch out for the sun, which of course has a huge amount of gravity. You can kind of fall into the sun. I'm simplifying here, but really that's the complication that they faced.
The spacecraft Bepi Colombo is two spacecraft in one and will separate once in Mercury's orbit. Johannes Bangkok from the European Space Agency tells Good Morning Europe some of the challenges they're facing.
One special thing about Mercury that it is a very fast rotating planet around the sun. And so on one hand we are braking against sun's gravity, but on the other hand we have to speed up our spacecraft that we fly together with Mercury. And when we are there, then we can put our two orbiters in the dedicated orbits to do their best for science.
The two spacecraft built in Europe and Japan will primarily survey the planet's geology, evolution, and magnetic field. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.